Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Davenport State Representative Ken Croken is coordinating with residents to help prepare for federal immigration enforcement activity in the Quad Cities. The Iowa Democrat announced the effort on Friday in response to the fatal ICE shooting of Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis last week.
I believe that it would be only prudent for us to take time now to prepare for that day in order to minimize the chance of violence and serious injury or, God help us, fatalities.
Croken says he's hosting a community session this month for residents who may encounter ICE agents on the streets or at residences and workplaces. The event is set for January 24th at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Davenport. Iowa state lawmakers are back in Des Moines today for the first day of Iowa's 2026 legislative session. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek has more.
State senators and representatives will spend the next few months at the Iowa Capitol debating and passing new laws and deciding how to spend Iowans' tax dollars. They're starting the year with new majority leaders in the House and Senate and a new House minority leader. GOP leaders say their top priorities include property tax relief and addressing concerns about eminent domain and carbon pipelines. Republican Mike Klemisch is the new Senate Majority Leader. He says he's also focused on economic development and attracting business to the state.
Those are issues that I will be trying to steer my caucus in the direction so that we can set the table for Iowa's future for years and generations to come.
Democratic leaders say they're focused on affordability and lowering costs for Iowans. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
A U.S. District Court judge has issued a temporary restraining order blocking a federal funding freeze aimed at Illinois and four other states. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul and other attorneys general are suing the Trump administration over its $10 billion halt in federal funding for child care and other social services. The federal lawsuit filed in the Southern District of New York also includes California, Colorado, Minnesota, and New York. In Illinois, the president's move involves about $1 billion. In a statement, Raoul said Friday's temporary restraining order protects critical funding to support families and help working parents access child care. Augustana College in Rock Island announced this month plans to rename its Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. WVIK freelance reporter Jonathan Turner reports that Augustana is among many higher education institutions in the U.S. that are reframing their missions to improve campus diversity.
In response to the federal government's anti-DEI policies and orders, more than 400 colleges and universities have eliminated or rebranded programs and centers that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion, including at the Rock Island Private Liberal Arts School. After 10 years of growth in strengthening campus connection and building students' intercultural skills, Augustana will evolve its DEI office into the Office of the Vice President for Culture and Connection beginning this year. With Vice President Gauri Patale and Ashley Allen, Executive Director for Intercultural Experiences, Augie President Andrea Talentino on Wednesday spoke about how the national DEI conversation led the college to make the changes.
There's no question that that pushed us to think about what we were doing and to really look carefully at the programs we had. The other piece that was really essential to it is that we did start our diversity equity programs 10 years ago, and we really try, like a good institution, to make sure that we review things kind of on a standard basis. So 10 years is generally kind of a standard review. So between those two things, we started really looking at where we were and said, you know what, there are things that we can do better, and there are ways that we need to change.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
And this is WVIK News.